Well, I think that we're you know, certainly we're looking for depth within the organization. We're hoping that some of our young players can take steps to, you know, whether they make the steps to be players that are ready to play right now or not, that's one thing. But if they're taking the steps to be ready to be players that, you know, over the course of time next year are capable players to come in and play. So we're looking to add to that. We're looking to, you know, turn obviously some of our players pro. From a junior perspective, we turned Connor Hellebuck pro. From a college perspective, some of those players that we've drafted and have developed on the amateur side, we're hoping to get them into the system. So, that's one avenue that we're certainly looking at. From a team perspective, with respect to the National Hockey League, again, you know, we still believe that there's room for us to improve it forward. And, whatever position that is yet, whether it's a center, whether it's a winger, some of those things will come into play with some of the decisions that we make on the UFA sides of it. Some of it will come into play with, based on, maybe what's in front of us at the UFA side in the free market. But some of it might have to come from a trade. And again, these are things that we'll evaluate and look at and see if there's, there's different things in front of us. But, we like what we have in a lot of different areas here. We mentioned that guys like Blake Wheeler had a tremendous year. Brian Little had a tremendous year. Andrew Ladd had a tremendous year. There's lots of guys in this group that are moving forward. We haven't even touched on Shifley and Trouba being players that made an impact, not just played on our team, but made an impact at a young age, and they're going to get better. They're 19 and 20 year old players that in their own rights, had some ups and downs in the year with respect to injuries, and if both of them didn't get injured, who knows where they might have both gotten to. But again, guys like Paul Postma, who missed virtually the entire year, but then when he was ready to play, couldn't get in the lineup because of some of the guys playing ahead. But when he got into the lineup, all of a sudden, Paul was looking at it going, wow, I didn't even see this guy, the whole organization, all of a sudden here he is, he's playing, 18, 20 minutes a night. What's this guy all about? Those are where those questions are coming. He's a young guy that, went through the draft and development system in our organization that essentially missed a whole year of development. Where can he get to? So those are things that we're going to discuss, and those are things that, we're going to look to see if there's internal options that we feel comfortable that are going to fill the holes that are going to get better, or if we have to go outside. But, certainly at the forward side of it is something that, we'd look. Like if you look at the Western Conference here, like you need strength down the middle, and you really do. So certainly that's I think every team can say that. It's not a bold statement by the Winnipeg Jets general manager, is that you're looking for those kind of things, but you need that right mix. You need those guys that can create some chemistry together. You need some guys that are going to fit the style of game that your coach wants to play, and that is going to help make the group successful.